Hello, it is officially 1:15 a.m. as of this recording, and I am so tired, so tired, and I thought I would record something to help me put my thoughts into words. Not really my thoughts, but inner rambling, the mess that is my mind right now. I just want to let it out, let it forward. And, I don't know. I thought I was gonna sing. I've been listening to a lot of Simon and Garfunkel for the past couple hours, and it's been taking me to this very nostalgic trip into my recent past. It's just a couple years ago I used to be obsessed with them. And, oh God, I was some weird kid. I was just interested in, like, the weirdest, like, I guess not weird, Simon Garfunkel's not weird, but I don't know, I had a very different music taste than my peers did. No one I knew listened to Simon Garfunkel, but it was something I would put on in the car, and my parents would be like, you know, you like this kind of stuff? You listen to this? And I'd be like, yeah, I listen to this. And oh, we would all sing together, and it was, I don't know, a little something that I would have with them, and we'd all sing, I don't know, Bridge Over Troubled Waters, or we'd sing, what's another song that we liked? I don't know, very popular song. But I was very obsessed with the song, with a lot of songs I loved, you know, very typical ones like, Mr. Robinson. I love Scarborough Fair, but my favorite song was probably April Come She Will. Very, very lovely song, nice and sweet and short. I think it was less than 2 minutes long, and I would replay it over and over again. So that was the end of my day. I don't think I should talk about the hours that came before that, but this was kind of listening to Simon and Garfunkel specifically was just such a grounding thing for me. I really thought that helped me just ground myself today and snap back to reality. So now I'm just laying here, tired out of my mind, and I'm not ready to go to sleep. I don't know why. I think I've just been aching or yearning for the day to be over. And yeah, I don't want to give it to myself. I don't want to do it. So it's a very interesting spot that I'm in. But I thought I'd record or press record and say something into my microphone. Whatever came to mind, and then I guess that was the first thing. And now April Come She Will stuck in my head. And I'm not a good singer, but let's try to sing. I don't know, I have a very deep voice, and I feel like my musical prowess is not very strong at all. I have zero command of my voice. I'm not like a expert singer or anything. I sing along to all these songs. April, come she will. And I can't go higher than that. I can only go deep. And I'm looking at the lyrics right now because I can only sing along when I'm listening to the song or I'm looking at the lyrics. And there are just parts of the song that are just, I don't know, it's a very interesting kind of going through the month. I wonder why they started in April. Would it be too early, or if they started at January, you know, because they go through the rest of the months, but they start in April. But I guess it was April that she came, so. I think my favorite month, of course, in the song is maybe June. In June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly. to her flight. It's just such a beautiful song. And I'm trying to sing, but I know I can't. I really know I can't. September, I remember. See, I can't go higher than that. I really can't. I'm not gonna try. Let's see. It's a good song. It's a really good song. Anyway, I think that's it for my preliminary run-on about Simon and Garfunkel for like 5 minutes. But we'll see if I press record again. Bye.